Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At a time when monuments that glorify the Confederacy are coming down across this country, some are asking what should go up in their place. Well, for four decades, a Georgia-based sculptor has been creating public artwork that commemorates what he calls a more complete history of our communities and our country. Emil Moffitt from member station WABE in Atlanta has this profile.
In his home workshop in Stone Mountain, Georgia, Iwakunle Odeleye's larger-than-life pieces of public art often start off as small wooden mock-ups that he shapes with a lathe.
But I can get in here, screw a piece of wood to a plate, and this thing will turn, and I can cut all kinds of shapes and forms.
The finished monument can wind up soaring into the air, like the bronze monument called Spirit Family Community that went up in Atlanta before the 1996 Olympics. Odeleye is tall and lean, with a gray goatee. He's 68 years old and has more time for his projects now that he's retired after nearly 30 years teaching art and sculpture at Kennesaw State University. Teaching is what brought him to Atlanta in the early 1980s. He chose that profession because he wanted to do for his students what his high school and college instructors did for him.
To give them ideas, to work with them, to watch them grow, to watch them learn, is an exciting thing. It's kind of like throwing seeds in the dirt. Over time, you watch those seeds take root, and beautiful kinds of things occur.
In addition to teaching, Odeleye has spent his career specializing in public artwork in the form of sculptures. He's done dozens of projects around the country. His latest commission is a 30-foot tall by 27-foot wide steel gateway monument he's creating in southwest Atlanta. It's a sculpture that'll feature the likeness of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., imagery paying tribute to the African-American heritage of many of the city's residents, and an homage to Atlanta's educational and religious institutions and music scene. Capturing the history of a place in a piece of public art is Odeleye's specialty.
So I've done slave memorials, I've done pieces that honor particular individuals, I've done pieces where the cities want to talk about the history of the city, both the struggles, the evolution, the growth, the diversity of communities.
One of those cities is Wilmington, North Carolina, where Odeleye created a monument made up of six bronze boat paddles, each reaching 16 feet into the air. It memorializes a race riot in 1898, in which a white mob overthrew the city government and terrorized the African-American community. In addition to his work around the country, he's done smaller pieces of artwork in Atlanta. For example, Odeleye crafted the lectern at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And in the southwest part of Atlanta, in the Cascade Road neighborhood, you'll find a steel sundial surrounded by 12 hour markers, each adorned with the name of someone from the community who's made an impact on the world.
They wanted a work that really highlighted education, learning. That's a middle-class community. Education is very important in there. And so when I listened to the committee talk about those things, I came up with the concept of enlightenment.
And it's this kind of community involvement, Odeleye says, that's an integral part of his artistic process. And it's what makes public art meaningful to the people who see it most. For Here and Now, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.